Well, welcome everybody to another edition of Last Christian. My name is J.D. Williams here in Texas, and that's Mr. David Paxton in New York City. I warn you guys right off the top here, we got a thunderstorm going on here in East Texas, and even though in the studio, you probably hear the sound of rain, because it is a bad storm.
I can hear it. I thought maybe it was a tornado blowing you away.
Had a tornado. We had a small tornado hit here a couple of years ago. But luckily, nobody injured. Some property damage, but nobody injured. Anyway, Biden's out, David. He pulled the trigger. He pulled the trigger.
No way. He's out. I thought he swore up and down he was staying in.
We're going to talk about it today because, you know, everybody is speculating. I don't care who it is, Fox, MSNBC, CNN, New York Times, Washington Post, you name them, and everybody's speculating because nobody knows for sure what's going on. And so we're going to speculate too, but we're also going to do it with the Bible lens. And so hopefully we'll provide you with something different than what you're seeing everywhere else. But like
it'll definitely be different.
Like you, David, I see this as something we kind of expected, I guess. Mm-hmm. But I think there's some hankies going around in there somewhere.
Yeah, Hillary Schminton was his new doctor and said, you know, the only cure for COVID is euthanasia.
I saw that. You put that on Facebook, and I thought that was one of the funniest things because it looked
funny.
Like...
I got to say it again.
Yeah, Dr. Clinton telling patient Biden that he's going to have to be put down.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I think that was all a ruse anyway. They just needed an excuse. We'll look at it. We got some stuff to show you guys. So
yeah. But before we get into the Biden stuff, though, I had this queued up for the last show, David, and we didn't get to it. And I think it's important because it really affected a lot of people. Okay. So I'm going to start with it today. Let's listen to this.
This week saw the largest ever IT outage. It affected Microsoft products and systems, but it was linked to a problem with security provider CrowdStrike, which provides large organizations with IT protection. FSN's Stuart Smith sent this report from London.
It's estimated billions of computer systems that use CrowdStrike Falcon to protect their devices have been affected by the crash. Because this level of protection is usually reserved for large organizations, it means it's many of the biggest brands and services that are suffering. Flights across the UK have been grounded. British broadcaster Sky News was off air for hours. Banks and train companies are all reporting problems. It's left Stansted Airport near London checking in people manually and accepting cash payments. A fix has been published by CrowdStrike, which blamed a defect in a software update. Stuart Smith, London.
I don't know about this software update thing. I mean, I get software updates on just about every device I've got, and I've never seen it cause a major crash. So I'm not buying that. I'm not buying that at all. But I am buying the fact that it could be a test of how quickly they can bring everything to a screeching halt.
Well, do you know what CrowdStrike is?
No, I do not. I look at that as I thought it was one of those organizations that puts together a whole bunch of people to go protest. That was really the first thing that ran through my mind. Yeah, go ahead.
No, there's another one, Cloudflare. So there's a few of them out there, but CrowdStrike, basically, it vets people. You know when you try and log on to one of the bigger sites and then ask you if you're a robot and things like that?
Yeah, yeah.
They have tests like that because one way, like if I wanted to make sure that lastchristian.net was not accessible, I would just set a robot out and then have like a gazillion people log on all at once, and it would kill the server so nobody can get on your site.
Right.
So that's basically you're going to crowd it out so no one else can get in. I got an event, so I want to fill it with all my people who are going to cause problems before the real people come. Now they can't get in. And that's what CrowdStrike does, is prevents that from happening. Uh-huh. Okay, so being that it does that, it has access to everybody's information because it has to find out if you're a real person or not. And that's the ruse. So here it is, another ruse disguised as something good, that, okay, I'm going to need all your information to vet you so I can let you in to this site. Okay. It happened a lot with, Bitcoin trading sites and things like that.
Yeah.
People would just fill it up. So that's what it does. It basically prevents everybody. But because of that, it has the ability to do exactly what it did, and that's knock down the IT. I know at work, we got that message. Oh, by the way, Microsoft Teams isn't working. Neither is any of our software, by the way. So if you can't get in, just wait or go use money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and go use cash.
I sell credit card processing. So.
Yeah. Unique concept. Yeah. Cash is a unique concept anymore. Yeah.
So here's a guy who loves cash selling credit card processing. Anyway.
Well, I've seen sites driven down, over the years, too much going on, like, for instance, the Obamacare website, when they first introduced it, it crashed, I don't know how many times, but I've seen in this particular case, it didn't bother me at all. Nothing was affected on my end, at least at the time that I used it. And I've got a lot of Microsoft products, but,
It's nothing. Mainly the interactive products. Because, if you got it on your computer, you got Word or whatever, it's not going to affect that.
Yeah.
It was all the Teams and all the, if you got Microsoft Mail or any of the interactive stuff, the IT, and that would include, plane reservations and stuff.
Yeah. Well, and that even is a surprise to me because, again, I worked for American Airlines and I was very familiar with the Sabre system, which is the American Airlines system. And I can remember, I think it was about 89, 90 maybe, when they first introduced internet on Sabre. I mean, up until then, it was, it was just American Airlines, and that was it only. And then they came out with this new one. And at the time, I remember thinking, well, this is probably not a good idea, because we're letting outside people into our system, and I don't like that. I don't think it's good, but. Hey, who am I? I was just a little manager. I couldn't do anything about it. All right. So anyway, the whole thing here is the largest ever outage, IT outage. Mm-hmm. And again, I'm thinking that this could be just the first of what may be many, because we're looking at cyber warfare in the future, right?
Oh, yeah. And I think before all that, probably an EMP is next somewhere in their agenda.
I fear that myself. I've been talking about it for a couple of years. And I'm not looking forward to it,
Yeah. So I'll miss you because we won't be able to communicate. But
No,
the rapture's soon, so I'll see you in here. Anyway.
There you go. Yeah. We'll have to deal with that. But anyway. So if you hadn't accepted Lord yet, you better. Because otherwise you won't have a clue what's happening to you out there.
EMP/raptures.
Yeah. Yeah, it could happen at exactly the same time. It's a very good possibility
when Jesus comes, it will actually cause a similar effect.
It could.
Because of his brightness.
Yeah, it very easily. Very easily could. Okay, now this is being run on just about everybody knows about this already, and that is Biden pulling out of the race. But, we are a news organization. I am a member of the U.S. Press Association. So is David. He just doesn't have his credentials yet. But
we ordered them. We're waiting for
them. Yeah, we ordered for them. We ordered them like, 2 months ago? I haven't lit them up. Believe me, David, one of these days I'm going to catch up and I'm going to light them up, and tell them to get it to
everybody
me.
Everybody when it finally comes in. Hey, where's my sticker?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so anyway, let's listen to this one real quick. Maybe.
If that was quick.
Yeah, it was. There we go.
This is breaking news.
President Joe Biden dropped out of the 2024 race for the White House on Sunday, ending his bid for re-election following a disastrous debate with Donald Trump that raised doubts about his fitness for office just 4 months before the election.
I'm Liam White. The decision comes after escalating pressure from Biden's Democratic allies to step aside following the June 27th debate, in which the 81-year-old president trailed off, often gave nonsensical answers, and failed to call out the former president's many falsehoods. Biden said he would speak to the nation about his his decision in more detail at some point later in the week. The president thanked Vice President Kamala Harris for being an extraordinary partner, a possible indication that he will back her as the Democratic candidate for the election.
This is Breaking News. I'm Alan Edwards.
Okay, since that came out, Joe Biden has, in fact, endorsed Kamala Harris, as has former Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi. There's still a couple of people, very important people, that have not done so yet. One of them has a name, Barack Obama, has not. Hakeem Jeffries has not. So, you know, these are some pretty powerful Democrats. One, the Democratic Party doesn't move unless Barack Obama gives them permission to move, in my personal opinion.
I don't know how he got there. You know, never did anything.
And then Hakeem Jeffries is the Speaker of the House, but obviously he's he still thinks that Nancy Pelosi's in charge. He's letting her do all the work, and he just takes credit for it. That's how I see it. Do you see something different there, David?
Not really. I mean, we all know Pelosi. She takes NyQuil and DayQuil at the same time, and that's why she looks like that. And but she's got, you know, why she's like 147 years old. Why
seems
is this
like,
lady
yeah.
still in there? So she, you know, there really should be term limits on people.
I agree.
That or, yeah. So yeah, I think she's running the country. I think some of them want camel toe because they know she can be manipulated because they call her Cackles. You know, she's the new Marvel hero.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Cackles. And I saw memes about, you know, where she came from. There was always the one where P. Diddy's got her on his arm and walking her around like she's one of his hoes.
grief.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. she doesn't want that one to get around. And he even says, oh, yeah, it's Kamala Harris. Say it. Everybody's going to know her. Kamala Harris.
Well,
from
you
back
know,
in the day.
For just to give you to give you a little backup on what you just said. I don't like this guy, but I watch his show because there's nothing else on, and that's Greg Gutfeld, okay, on Fox News. And they were talking about, now this was before he had dropped out, okay, and so they were talking about how the Democratic Party might kneecap Kamala Harris. In other words, you know, keep her from being the nominee, right? And so Greg Gutfeld said this on the air live. He said, no, they cannot kneecap Kamala Harris. She needs her knees. And okay, now, when he said that, everybody on the panel acted just like you do, and then it hit him. You could tell it hit him. Oh, crap, I just said that live on the air. Right, so he responded to that like, "What? Huh? What? What? Yeah, no explanations to it." But those of us who know her history know that fits perfectly. You know, so
just give you a little hit. Look for the meme of Kamala Harris's cookies. I actually got a cookie out. Let's go take a look, and then I'm not going to explain anything else. Oh boy.
So, all right.
Yeah, she's just a shill, just like the rest of them. They want her in. And, here's one thing about her as well. Neither one of her parents were citizens when she was born, which disqualifies her.
Heard this, okay? Mm-hmm. But she's vice president of the United States now. So
I know.
How does that count?
And Obama either. Obama's own brother, for crying out loud, said he's a shyster, and he was born here with me. Yeah. But, you know, people ignore it.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to get into conspiracy theories about that, you know, whether or not it's true or not. I don't know.
Well, we all know that Jamaican plus Indian equals Black American.
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. Well, you know, I look at Kamala Harris. I look at Kamala Harris, and I have a hard time seeing black in her. Is that just me?
Yeah, that's the whole point. Yeah. She's a.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm African American. No, you're not. Yeah.
Okay, now, David sent me something before the show started. We didn't even really have time to talk about it much, but I'm going to put it up on screen here real quick. Okay, now, President Biden sent a letter out to say that he was stepping aside. And what David has sent me here is this: who signed the Biden letter? And David, this is something you found, so I'm going to let you talk about it.
Yeah, take a look at this. There was someone who claimed, could this possibly be a coup?
Mm-hmm.
And they suggested, here are the signatures, if you see in the blue boxes over there, there's five of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they have Biden's signature on the last five executive orders. And they're not that far away. They were July 17th, which, you know, that's a few days ago.
Right.
June 14th, April 12th, March 27th, and March 18th, all of this year, all within a couple of months.
Right.
And look at the signatures, okay? Uh-huh. It's really consistent.
Actually. Yes, it is.
The R's got it's basically one big old loop.
Right.
And there's a loop that crosses over the big line and then comes back down. And then look at the R in the red box. It's nowhere near like that.
No.
Okay.
No.
It's a small loop, and all it does is come in and swing out against the line. That is not his R. Okay? Now
it's also underlined, too. What's up with that? I don't see where he ever underlined anything else.
That's a really good point. I didn't even see that. It's underlined. Look at the B. He always starts at the bottom left of the B and just makes one big swoop and does that. I never make my Bs like that. My Bs always... I come from the line, you know, top down on the line, and then I come back to the top and make my bumps. Which is what this guy did here. Line down and then came back up on top and made two bumps, underlined it. Okay, so the B is completely wrong. And that's a hard B to do. If you're not used to signing, starting from the bottom left of a B and making one swoop, it's hard to do. So this is clearly hard to do.
Yeah.
He underlined it, like you said, and there's no junior in it.
Yeah. Well, where is this? Why is it R? I don't get that. Let me put it back up there real quick. Why is there an R in front of Biden?
A J R Biden, I guess. That big line must be a J.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that makes little sense, I guess.
I don't know. It's all illegal fiction anyway.
Yeah.
We all know.
Well, you know, it's not unusual. I can tell you this. It's not unusual for a president to have his secretary sign things. I know that from watching Pawn Stars on TV. That's my source, because people would bring in letters from, like, Abraham Lincoln and, you know, FDR and all that, you know, big important stuff that happened, and they would bring in an expert to look at it and put it up underneath. He had a special equipment and all that kind of stuff, and said, no, this was signed by a secretary. You know, it's kind of normal, in other words. And so... now, whether or not...
letters, I can understand. But, I mean, executive orders and this letter are kind of on the same level.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
They should both be either one or the other.
Yeah, yeah, and especially a letter that has that kind of historical significance to it, you would think would be signed by the actual individual. Now,
I quit. And someone else signs it for you.
Another thing that has been misreported by the media... And I hate to straighten them out, but I will. Okay, most of the just about every report I saw, except one, stated that Lyndon Johnson went on television in 1968 and spent 30 minutes telling people why he was not going to run for president. Well, that is untrue. Here's the truth. There was a speech prepared. They wrote it out. They presented it to all the media. You know how the media gets advanced copies of every speech?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what he was talking about was the Vietnam War, basically, and his plans on what he was going to do during the remainder of his first term. This is his first elected term. Okay. He took over for John F. Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth is, he spoke for 29 minutes. And about 30 seconds on everything going on. It matched up perfectly with what the media had in advance. And then at the very end of the speech, something that was not in the speech that was presented to everybody else, he said, "And I shall not seek, nor shall I accept, the nomination of my party for another term as your president." That was it. That was the entire speech in regard to leaving office. But at least he could do that. Biden couldn't even put two sentences together. He had to send a letter out. And now the thing becomes, well, if you can't do that, then how can you serve as president of the United States?
Precisely.
There's a 25th Amendment that removes people like that. And, you know, this was a coup, David. This was an inside coup by the Democratic Party because, not because of his mental ability, they didn't care about that. What they cared about is he couldn't win. Mm-hmm. End of story. You have any comment on that?
He made a fool of himself and they knew he couldn't win.
Right.
They don't care if he's a fool, if at least he can pretend he's, you know, some people are like, you know, bat crazy, you know, the rest of it. But they can come on stage and appear to be super intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
This guy can't even do that. That's the problem. No.
Well, the debate was laughable. And I even felt sorry for him. I really did.
Yeah, you do. You kind of do.
I mean, when he lost his train of thought, when he lost his train of thought there at one point, I think the one that really put him under, you know, was when he lost his train of thought and he was blah, 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 blah. We finally beat Medicare. That was the dumbest statement I have ever heard somebody make, you know. And of course, Donald Trump had a follow up to it. Of course, yeah, you beat Medicare, all right. You beat it to death. All right, so,
what do you mean you beat it?
All right, here is the reaction from, at least one public official overseas is involved in it. Let's listen to this. Hopefully. I don't know what's wrong. Some of these things not playing.
The U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris is gathering support from Democrat allies and donors, having launched her presidential campaign after President Biden's announced withdrawal from the race. Harris has reportedly secured millions of dollars of donations and the support of key figures from the Democratic Party, but former President Barack Obama and ex-House Speaker Nancy Pelosi are notable names yet to have endorsed her. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer says he respects US President Joe Biden's decision not to seek re-election, and that he looks forward to working with him for the remainder of the presidency. The UK PM is one of many US allies who have paid tribute to President Biden after he declared he wouldn't run for a second presidential term, instead endorsing Vice President Kamala Harris. Stuart Smith reports from London.
As well as the UK Prime Minister, who called Joe Biden's decades-long career remarkable, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz thanked Biden for supporting transatlantic cooperation, saying thanks to his work, NATO is strong and the USA is a good and reliable partner for Berlin. Israel's President Isaac Herzog thanked Biden for friendship and steadfast support. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky wrote that he was grateful to President Biden for his unwavering support for Ukraine's fight for freedom, which has been and continues to be critical. Stuart Smith, London.
Okay, all these guys are just commenting on that because it's the thing to do. You know, but I don't think a single one of them was really surprised. Do you, David?
No, they were probably expecting it. They probably got early word. I mean, they're all in cahoots worldwide now.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy for them to have a Teams call unless the internet goes down. The but the bigger thing was the huge Trump rally that they had in England.
Oh, no, I missed that. Okay, fill me in.
So that was pretty cool. They were all sorts, and they're like, listen, this guy in America, because where America goes, it's going to lead the rest of the world. And it's like, we need him to do that, because if America falls, then the rest of the world's just going down because there'll be no one else to stand up. So they're all like, yay, Trump. And it's growing. It's growing a lot. Uh-huh. So that's interesting. You know what would be really interesting to me if all of a sudden the whole world turns around and starts to love him? And I'm like, oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, that could be scary. Yeah, that could be scary. I don't anticipate that happening, but that could be.
I don't either.
That could be scary. Yeah, that could be scary. I'm still under, you know, this is my personal opinion. I've expressed it many times from my reading of everything and everything that I see. For instance, what do they call it? The throne of Satan was taken and placed in Germany. They've got, I wish I could remember them all. I'll have to make a list. But anyway, there's a whole bunch of of different things that they went and got and brought to Germany. And one of them was the Seed of Satan. And that, to me, is an indicator that the Antichrist is going to come from Germany. That's just my own personal opinion. Yeah. You know, that's just my personal opinion.
You throw it on the plate.
So, you know, who knows? Who knows what's going to happen there? But you can see go ahead.
Prophecy is not prognostication, but it's esoteric, and we'll mm-hmm. find out when it's done, but this is interesting to look at.
Yeah, plus we won't be here to see it.
Yeah, we won't know anyway.
You know, I mean, that's just something, you know, if by chance you see me and David vanish, you know, we're not on the air anymore, look to Germany, just maybe. Okay, look over there. Mm-hmm. But also keep your eyes squarely on Israel, because that's where the real activity is going to happen. Yeah. You know, that's,
so if you're watching this after the rapture, you're a little late, but don't worry. Hope is not lost.
Yeah, you can still accept Christ. You can still do that. As a matter of fact, why don't you tell them about that, Dave? We only got like 2 minutes left in the first half.
Oh, fine. Now, if we haven't been raptured yet, if you didn't see the world proclaiming that it was aliens taking all these people to a re-education camp, it was really the rapture. It was Jesus is coming. So if it's before that, you know, you might want to get your ticket and get on board. Jesus made a blood contract with you, because your original contract, you failed.
Right.
You defiled the terms and conditions. Basically, you sinned and you fall short of the glory of God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You are not worthy to enter into his presence, but he loves you so much that he came down to pay that price for you. So he had to become a man, and Jesus paid that price for you.
Mm-hmm.
And he paid it with his blood. So it literally becomes a blood contract, which says, now I'm going to pay for all your stuff, and I'm going to give you all the cool stuff that I inherit. So now we inherit life, we inherit righteousness, we inherit faith and healing and wholeness and ad infinitum. Mm-hmm. All of the stuff that he owns, we're now married to him. So I would suggest you do that. If you missed it, listen. Just endure the tribulation. Stay alive if you can, but do not reject Christ. Trust me.
And don't take the mark of the beast either. Stay away from that.
Yeah, don't do that mark thing. Listen, somebody will get you food. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
So if it's before the rapture, just please trust him today.
Mm-hmm.
That's the deal. He made a blood contract. He said, I'll give it to you if you just accept me as well. So. Mm-hmm. That's the name of the show, is Last Christian. And that's what we're looking for, that last one before he comes to get his bride.
Amen.
So who knows? It might be that last one. Wouldn't that be fun?
Wouldn't that be cool? Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about more cool stuff right after the break. So please don't go away. And we'll see you on the second half. Bye.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Stuart Smith. An international airport on the Italian island of Sicily has closed due to volcanic activity from Mount Etna. It's the second time this month that ash from the volcano has caused significant disruption to flights. Our Italy correspondent Giles Gibson has the details.
Families flying out to Sicily for their summer holidays probably thought they'd managed to dodge all of the disruption from last week's global IT outage. But now the island's Catania airport has been forced to close due to a vast ash cloud from Mount Etna. Some flights are being diverted to other airports on the island that are still open, but many are simply being cancelled. On top of volcanic activity causing chaos during the peak summer season, a state of emergency has also been declared in Sicily due to a devastating drought. Giles Gibson, Rome.
Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba will be visiting China this week in what will be his first trip to Beijing since the start of Russia's full-scale invasion. Megumi Lim reports from Kyiv.
The Chinese Foreign Ministry has not provided details surrounding his visit, but said Kuleba will be in China from Tuesday to Friday. He was invited by his counterpart Wang Yi, according to China's state media Xinhua. According to a statement from Ukraine's foreign ministry, the main topic of discussion will be the search for ways to end Russian aggression in Ukraine and China's role in helping achieve peace. While China has never outrightly condemned Russia's invasion, it has presented itself as a neutral party in the war, but was recently accused by NATO members that it has been a decisive enabler of Russia's aggression by sending components and equipment to help Moscow's war effort. Megumi Lim in Kyiv.
A hiker in Germany has died after being struck by lightning, with authorities saying rescue efforts were hampered by ongoing storms in the region. From Berlin, Trent Murray reports.
A group of three men were climbing the Zugspitze summit in Bavaria, Germany's highest mountain range, when the incident occurred. Police say an 18-year-old German man was struck by lightning and died instantly from the high-voltage shock. The rescue of the other two hikers was delayed due to the weather, with the mountain rescue helicopter unable to take off because of the conditions. The mountain range is particularly popular with international hikers in the summer months. Police reminding visitors that the weather can rapidly deteriorate thanks to a combination of the high altitude and humid conditions. Trent Murray, Berlin.
The Pakistan government is set to discuss whether to ban Imran Khan's party, the PTI, on treason charges. The jailed former prime minister says he did urge his supporters to march to the military headquarters following his arrest in 2023. Khan has been in jail since last year on corruption charges and remains at odds with the country's powerful military. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of Last Christian. And, you know, we're doing a lot of speculating today. I understand that. But, you know, turn on CNN, turn on MSNBC, turn on Fox, turn on anybody, One American News, whoever. They're doing a lot of speculating, too. But the thing
is...
They
tell you it's speculating. They tell you. They think it's real.
Yeah, they think it's real, but they don't have any more clue than we do. Okay, we really don't. And we've already discussed there in the first half of the show that the signature on the letter does not appear to be Mr. Biden's. And I would invite people to rewind it or go, you know, go back through it again and look at it very carefully. There's some major problems with that signature. Plus, we haven't
found a handwriting guy could find more.
Yeah, and we haven't heard directly from him yet either. You know, and I'm just going to ask this question, and I do not know the answer to it, and I'm not trying to throw something out there to make everybody go crazy, but do we know for sure that Joe Biden even knows that he decided not to run?
That's a good question. So there's a handful of questions you can throw in there. Number one, is he cognizant enough to even realize that?
Right.
And they just don't want people to know that. You know, that, hey, he lost his noodles. Or maybe he's not in the picture anymore, but they don't want people to know that either.
Yeah.
Because then there's a whole other can of worms that goes with that. There's a lot to speculate about. I don't know which that is. Time will tell, but here we are in the midst of it.
Yeah. The reason that I'm not... And again, I really hate to say, you know, that I'm not convinced that he knows he quit. Is because Hunter Biden was in California. And if anybody needs to be close to Joe Biden to save his butt, it's Hunter Biden. You know, and it just seems to me like he would have been there to be part of the conversation, and Jill Biden had to be part of that conversation too. And I really haven't heard a Biden yet, other than his little brother. Biden's little brother said the reason that he quit is because of deteriorating health.
Okay, so. Probably the only one that's honest.
It sounded like it, yeah. Okay. All right. This one, again, we're getting into a little bit of stuff that you're not going to hear in the mainstream media much anyway, and that's about the gunman and his training. Let's listen to this.
Thomas Matthew Crooks' high school stated it has no record of him attempting to join the school's rifle team, despite his involvement in the attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump.
Jameson Myers, a former classmate and member of Bethel Park High School's varsity rifle team, claimed the gunman tried out for the team in freshman year, but did not make the junior varsity roster and did not try out again. The Pennsylvania school countered this claim in an online fact sheet, Liam White reporting.
Okay, I don't know if he tried out for a team or not, but I can tell you this. He was a member of a gun range, and he did take a gun over there, which I assume is the same one that he used, and did a lot of target practice. So, you know, who knows what's up with that. But
just wondering where he got the money to buy a van full of explosives and get all that training and... Seems like an awful lot of money for a little 20-year-old to have when he's not working a full-time job.
Yeah. Well, you know, I had actually.
Way, did you know, he had, I think, 3 encrypted foreign bank accounts.
No, I did not hear that yet. I have not done all of my due diligence on his.
Look that one up. See if that's true. But that's what I heard.
Yeah. Well, it's very possible. You know, he used his daddy's gun, and you know that I'm not gonna beat people over the head for using their parents' weaponry as long as their parents know about it. I did that when I was a kid. You know, I'm going to take this gun out there. I'm going to go out of here on the back 40 with it. Okay, fine. Because the worst thing that could happen, I shoot a tree. You know. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I'm not going to beat anybody over the head about that. But I don't know. This kid, he obviously had issues, and you know, it's unfortunate that his life is over now. And
I saw the one picture that came out. Now that picture that the media puts up. It's from like 7th grade, right?
I don't know.
Look at it. He looks like he's like 15 or so.
Yeah.
The reason is because he dressed like a girl now.
Oh, and really?
His current picture is he's all in like girl goth clothes, like with these things in his lip and all this in the neck thing, and he's all frilly neck. Yeah. So
well, he wasn't dressed like that. He wasn't dressed like that at the rally, though, because I have seen the photographs. I have seen the photographs of him that were taken by local law enforcement like an hour before he fired the shots. And what they did is they took these pictures and then they sent the pictures to the Secret Service and said that we have an individual here, that a suspicious individual. Mm-hmm. And what should have happened is the Secret Service says, okay, well, until we get this guy under control, keep President Trump in a secure location. And once we make sure that there is no threat, then we'll let him out. Instead, they just ignored it, and they just kept looking for him and allowed Trump to take the stage. And worse than that, the counterterrorism team or the counter-sniper squad that was assigned to the building where this guy shot from, they were actually inside the building, not on it, but in it. So while they're inside looking for him, he's on the roof shooting at the president.
Wow.
That's insane.
Yeah, that's an epic fail.
Yeah. And so today, or I'm sorry, on Monday, they brought in the Secret Service Director, Cheadle, whatever her name is. And both Democrats and Republicans, I watched a piece of it. I didn't watch much of it, maybe 20, 30 minutes. She didn't answer a single question. Do you remember the old Hogan's Heroes show?
Yes.
I know nothing, Sergeant Schultz.
I know nothing.
Perfect. I mean, she even resembles him to some degree. Anyway, it was bad. It was bad. I mean, she says, you know, I take full responsibility for it. Well, what happened? I don't know.
Are you
going to resign? Oh, no. Did you ever? This was a good one. Did you ever tell the Trump team that they couldn't have additional resources? And she said, well, we always look at these things. They're each one of them are individual. And so this particular instance, that we didn't hold anything back. So one of the congressmen, Jim Jordan, he said, okay, it says here, this is your spokesman, not me saying this, that some of the requests were turned down. And she said, well, but for this instance, there was nothing that was turned down. He said, okay, then it says here, again, this is your spokesman, not me, saying that some, you know, there have been times when it's been turned down. So how many times, when did it happen, and why? And, well, but for this particular one, nothing was, that's as far as she got. In other words, I know nothing. And if I do, I'm sure not going to tell you about it.
You should have seen when Ted Cruz was lambasting Mayorkas. He wouldn't answer. He's like, it's a yes or no question. All right. Senator, in our efforts to try and It's a yes or no question. This is what she did the whole time. This is what they do. They filibuster to use up all your time.
Well, it's sickening to make politics out of this. The Democrats, their main focus, I could see it. And again, full disclosure here, I didn't watch the whole thing. I only watched the first 20, 30 minutes maybe.
Because that was nauseating enough.
It was bad. But the second Democrat that spoke, she was an elderly Democratic lady. She's probably been there for since the Congress was created or something. But anyway, her deal was all about guns. Let's turn it to guns. I don't care about what happened. Instead, I want to talk about the fact that there are AR-15s out there that we need to get rid of. That was her thing. She was giving a speech. She didn't ask a question. She gave a speech. And that was it for me. I turned it off.
All right. So it fits all their narratives. They almost did what they planned, which we know what that is, and then turn that into we gotta ban guns.
Again. Yeah. Yeah. Because that's been their big deal. Yeah.
Well, just to be clear, everybody, our founding fathers were not concerned with which type of guns you have. They were concerned with which type of government you would have.
Amen.
Which is why we have the Second Amendment. It says you can have any weapons you want, by the way. It says you can have anything. If the military has it, you're allowed to have it. So if you guys want to, you can get an F-15. Right? I don't know if you have the money for that, but you're allowed to have it. So they're not allowed to encumber that. And there's ways to get that enforced too, but that's for a different show.
Yeah. Well, you know, I am really wondering. You know, I got Biden's out. You know, that was the title for today, and Kamala Harris is the one that he has tagged. You know, his running mate, and that's kind of normal, right? But supposedly he's backing her up, and. You heard the report earlier that left out Nancy Pelosi. Well, she has endorsed her. I don't know if any of the others, at the time of this taping, nobody else has, as far as Barack Obama or
I think you're all dumbfounded. Hakeem, that's why.
Jeffries. I don't know. The fact that this letter signed by somebody other than the president, that bothers me. The fact that we haven't actually seen the president, that bothers me. I understand he's got COVID and all that kind of crap, but
that's another lie.
He could stand at the window and wave at everybody, couldn't he? There's nothing wrong with it.
Prop him up in a chair like they always do, and they can bring out one of his fake ones. Put the fake one up in front of the camera.
Yeah, I'm not buying COVID. I'm not buying. And I'll be honest with you. I'm not really sure that he even knows he resigned yet.
No, he doesn't. Is it actually him that said, hey, you know, Kamala's great?
Yeah.
In that speech, or was that just in the letter?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. But until I actually see his lips move and, you know, him speaking, I'm not buying it, you know.
The weekend at Biden's.
Right. Okay. There are other news items that we need to get to today. And this one.
Something interesting.
Now, this one is kind of important, I think, because back in the 1960s, and I'm not familiar about the date here, but in the 1960s, they ordered Bibles out of the schools and, you know, closed it out. And Louisiana, Oklahoma first. Oklahoma and a couple of others. I'm still not sure if Texas has joined it yet. I really need to check this out. But they are now going to be teaching Bible in school as part of history because the Bible is involved in our history. So they're going to start that, I believe, next year. Mm-hmm. But what we are talking about today is Louisiana. And Louisiana is kind of a... I would say it's more Democrat than Republican. More Democrats have won there than Republicans. But it's still, for the most part, it's still a conservative state. It's still a Bible-believing state. So anyway, listen to this one real quick.
Louisiana's new law mandating the display of the Ten Commandments in all public school classrooms will not be enforced or endorsed publicly until November 15th, according to a recent court filing in the ongoing legal dispute.
Both parties agreed that the Ten Commandments would not be posted in any public school classrooms, and defendants, including Louisiana's State Board of Elementary and Secondary Education and schools, will not publicly proceed with the law's implementation until November. David Lang reporting.
November the 15th was the specific date, and I think that is significant, and I think people are missing this, because the election is November 5th, 10 days prior to them making a final decision. If by chance Kamala Harris or another Democrat is successful in winning the presidency, I don't think that you will ever see the Ten Commandments displayed in any classroom in Louisiana. Whereas if former President Trump is reelected, I think that they will allow the Ten Commandments to be posted. It might be after January 20th of 2025, but I bet you that it happens. You have any comment on that, David?
Why are they doing now?
Because the administration right now, being so, you know, it's you know, division of church and state, separation of church and state, they don't understand the actual concept of that. You know, it's just anything to do with the Bible. Anything to do with the Bible, anything. Well, it's lawsuits, David. Somebody's going to sue them. That's why.
Okay. So sue me. All right. I'm leaving it in there. You sue me. I'm not even going to show up. I send a letter. You can do a statement in place of no. Here's my statement.
Well, you know, anyway. I just have, I believe personally, again, my personal opinion is that they would be able to find a federal judge in one of these circuit courts that is a left-leaning or hard left-leaning Democrat that would say, you can't do it. You know, and you have to drag it out and drag it out all the way to the United States Supreme Court, which, of course, the Democrats want now to expand the size of the Supreme Court to where they can run things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people don't realize that's a completely different jurisdiction than the states are allowed to operate independently.
Mm-hmm.
But that's such a time we live in.
Yes.
But the states can actually literally be another nation if they wanted to.
Well, you know, here...
Like Texas knows that. Yeah.
Well, yeah, we know that. Actually, here's something a lot of people don't know about Texas, and that is when we joined the United States of America, it was determined that it could, in the future, be divided into four states. Texas could become four states, not just one.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So that's in there, you know. That's in how we became a state. But we were a republic first, and the only reason I think that we joined the United States of America was because it was pretty early on in the Republic of Texas, and we didn't want Mexico coming back and refighting that war. I really think that was why we joined the United States. You know,
I need help.
Yeah, because the first president of Texas, which I can say with all honesty, is a distant relative of mine, Sam Houston.
Nice.
Yeah, he was. You know, he ran the Republic of Texas. He was basically in charge of everything during the conflicts that led to the establishment of the Republic of Texas. Then he became the first president of the Republic of Texas, and then the first governor of the state of Texas. So, anyway, yeah, just a little history lesson there for everybody real quick.
Mm-hmm. Just in case you're wondering where the name Houston came from.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, that's Houston and Austin. I wish I could remember them all right off the top of my head. But, I mean, you know, they're basically, if they were involved in the... in the war against Mexico, they pretty much got a city named after them at some point in time. Okay, all right. Now, what I guess really need to get back to this Louisiana thing, though. Do you think that eventually you're going to have some kind of return to school, return to God in the schools? I mean, you know, it's been said for years, David, you know, as long as there's tests, there's prayer. Okay, and I understand that. Yeah. But, you know,
it's going to happen, because every single communist country has collapsed.
Yeah.
Okay? And that's what they want to push us to, this communist kind of nonsense, and they've collapsed. I mean, even the Soviet Union, it all collapsed. Yeah. Now we got a different way. We got Gog and Magog in here now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's got to collapse. You know what's weird is there's more religious freedom in Russia than here. They encourage that. Hey,
that's true.
Teach the Bible in class. Make sure you get to church. You know,
yeah.
There's so much more, and you're kind of revered, and it's odd. So it will have to come back either because Christ returns and fixes this whole thing,
mm-hmm.
okay, which could be any moment now,
right?
Or it's just going to collapse, and then people can, you know, because there is a God, and we all know there is, we're going to go back to God.
Yeah,
and you know, even Islam, everywhere they've gone, it will collapse, so that they won't be able to take over either.
Mm.
So, yeah, well, it'll come back.
I heard where Islam, if you ever allow them to become a part of your country, that they feel like then that they own the country.
Yeah, that's what they do. If they get their big toe in, and that's why they do that. Oh, please help me, please help me. And they all come in, and the women and the children come in, and then all of a sudden the man's there with them. And then they move in steps. They're taught to move in steps. Get in there and beg for help. This way they'll let you in. Then get in there and say, okay, I'm equal with you. Then get in there and say, well, you know, I want to be part of the decision making. And then it's, oh, now we're the majority. Oh, now you have to do what we say or we kill you.
Yeah.
And that's how they do it in increments. And that's what's happening all over Europe, you know. And finally, I just saw videos of the German police beating the crap out of all the Islam women that are getting in their face. They're like, we don't care. Listen, you're done. You're out. Because they send the women in because they think the cops aren't going to hit her. But she's in his face and won't move and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then not to mention the men, but even the women. And they're like, they're fed up with it. They're just throwing them all out. So we need to get to that point here. Not that we hate it, but do you know the original America said no Muslims were allowed?
Yeah. You know, you couldn't.
For that very reason.
And they had to swear in presidents on the Bible. I mean, that was part of it. You know,
you were required to be a born again Christian to be in the government when the country was founded.
Yeah.
They don't talk about that.
Yeah, much different from now. Another thing that is very telling to me is the fact that all those countries that are around Palestine, or whatever they want to call it over there, that all of the neighboring Arabian countries, they want nothing to do with them. They don't want them in, you know. So we get them instead.
They don't like them Hamas refugees either.
They know they're terrorists.
Using them as pawns. Yeah, go over there and start a fight.
They don't want terrorists in their country, and you know it's hard to figure it out because nobody can really be vetted. Nobody knows what somebody else is doing.
And to be clear, there's basically two different Muslim religions. There is one that, you know, they got a false religion, so to speak.
Are we talking Sunni and Shiite? Is that what you're talking about? Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, and yeah, and they have, and I'm not going to say which one's which, because then they'll start a big fight, but one is nice, and one wants to take over the world. And say, we're supposed to take over the world, for our fake god, Allah. Yeah. And then the other one is like, listen, why don't we just live with everybody, and that'll be cool.
Yeah. Well, full disclosure again, being completely honest, I don't have a single Muslim friend. Now, I'm not saying that because I push them away. I'm not saying that. It's just I've never been around them. You know, I just never have. So, you know, I'm not saying that they're bad people or anything like that, but I just don't know any of them personally.
Yeah, I mean, the ones I know are not the fighters, and they're actually good people.
Okay. Yeah.
As far as people go, but good doesn't get you into heaven.
No, it does not. No, it does not. Okay.
It doesn't get me into heaven either. I mean, you know.
Nobody. No, there's only one way to heaven. We need to emphasize that as often as we can, and that is that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, and that no one comes to the Father except through him. So, you know, if you're putting your faith in Hindu or Buddhist or Muslim or Mormon or Latter-day Saints or whoever, you know, unless you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you're not going to heaven, period, the end.
And you can, how good you are.
Yeah, I don't care, because you can't earn your way in. You know, that it's not how it works. That is not how it works. Don't let anybody trick you. Please. I beg you. Don't let anybody trick you with this. Mm. Okay. Got one more thing here, David, and I don't know how deep we're going to go into it. Okay? May have to have a complete show. May have to have a complete show on this one, but let's listen to it.
Oh, boy.
Nigerian authorities say they have rescued over 50 women and children who were trafficked to Ghana. This comes just a month after 10 teenagers were also rescued from the country after being trafficked there. Correspondent Ajek Mangut reports.
Officials of Nigeria's Diaspora Commission say 47 of the victims are from the northern state of Kano, 5 from Katsina and 2 from Jigawa. The commission says they were lured to Ghana under the guise of a better life, but were instead forced into prostitution. The rescued victims are expected to be profiled and receive counseling and rehabilitation from the National Agency for the Prohibition of Trafficking in Persons before they are reunited with their families. The Diaspora Commission says 105 people have so far been rescued from Ghana in the last 3 months. In June, the commission urged parents to be more vigilant and ask questions, and also called for collective efforts in identifying traffickers so they can be prosecuted. Ajek Mangut, Abuja.
Okay, like I said, I don't know how much we can get into that, and I have honestly seen many, many reports over the past few months, but I never have put it out there. And then I got to thinking, well, maybe David's got some insight on how this could apply in the Bible. And if you need a show, David, just say so, and we'll wrap this one up.
Yeah, that is definitely going to be a big show, because we are going to talk about a lot of things that they want to cancel us for.
Yeah.
So that one is just going to go up on Rumble, not on YouTube.
There you go. We'll
put an advertisement on YouTube. Hey, go over here and watch something real that YouTube doesn't want you to hear.
Yeah.
I forget the name of the. Just a couple years ago, the show came out and the guy went over and rescued all the trafficked kids. Oh, and Jim Caviezel was in it. Why'd I forget that name? Anyway. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Go look it up.
Yeah.
Maybe it's better I didn't say it.
Well, human trafficking is an issue, and it's something that we do need to get into. Today, though, it's all Biden out. You know, Biden is out now, and the country's in flux. And so I'm going to get your final impressions on this. You can close the show, David. I'll get your final impressions. Do you think that Kamala Harris is going to be the Democratic nominee, number one? And number two, does she have any better shot at winning than Mr. Biden?
Oh, I don't know. How about if my impression is like of Groucho Marx? Right. That's the funniest thing I've ever heard. So there it is. That's ridiculous to think that this clown, this nut job, and we all know how she got there. And if you listen to Tulsi Gabbard, she I couldn't figure out why she was a Democrat when she
Being a Democrat.
I'm like, I don't get it. But now she's like, okay, I'm out of the Democratic Party.
Mm-hmm.
She calls her out a lot. I really don't think she's got a chance, but. And I can't see their end game here.
Yeah.
But that's it. We'll talk about these other things. Just make sure you receive Jesus in the meantime. And all these things are just ancillary fun topics.
Amen.
And that's all I have to say about that.
And we will be back, hopefully, next time with another edition of Last Christian. And it's going to be David's show. Y'all tune in. Good night.
Thanks again for joining us today for the Last Christian Radio Show. And be sure to tune in every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday right here and at www.lastchristian.net until the trumpet sounds.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.